the 1st of June. Yesterday, I returned from Mont-Saint-Michel, near the sea. Now I feel marvellous. I arrived at Mont-Saint-Michel on the evening of the 18th of May and slept well. The next morning, I visited the town on the hill and went into the church. I met an old monk there. He was a very kind man. We went outside together and looked at the sea. Then the monk told me stories and legends of the town, and I remember one of them in particular.
"The people of the town hear noises at night," the old monk said to me. "They also hear two goats. One of the goats has got a strong voice, and the other has got a weak voice."
The old monk smiled, and then he continued,
"The fishermen sometimes see a shepherd at night, walking on the sand. They can't see his face because it's covered. The shepherd walks with two goats. One has got a man's face and the other has got a woman's face. The two goats talk all the time. They fight and shout in a strange language. They sound like humans. Then suddenly they stop and make goat noises again."
"Do you believe these fishermen?" I asked the monk.
"I don't know," he answered. "There are things we can't understand in life. Things exist, but we don't always see them. Think about the wind. It's the strongest force in nature. It can move people and trees, sometimes houses too. It transforms the seas into killing machines and can destroy ships. It kills. It makes lots of noise, but you can't see it. Do you understand? It's invisible, but everybody knows that it exists. We can't answer all the questions in the world."
The monk's logic made a strong impression on me. Does something exist in my house, but I can't see it?